To really experience the New York experience, I don't think any type of like vacation will justify it, like unless you live here.
We don't really have anything like Central Park, right? We have a mall called Central Park, but it doesn't really justify the experience. And then,
as a local New Yorker, we kind of don't really pay for to sightsee. There are other ways you can kind of see the same thing that you're seeing for free, but in a more, I'll say, ghetto way.
New York subway experience, you know, seeing rats, seeing like people performing on the subway, because, you know, it's always the thing that you want to see, right? You know, people start like playing their saxophone and start dancing on the subway because apparently that's normal. You obviously live in New York, as you mentioned, and I went there to visit. New York is always a special place for me. Not because I have a history with them, but because of media, right? Because of how they portray New York as this place where, you know, all the magic happens here in New York, like. Many art and many sport consider New York as like their I don't want to say this, but they're the Mecca of their form,
yeah,
right?
That's what I thought.
Like, yeah. Like, I love comedy, and stand-up comedy always consider New York as a stand-up comedy Mecca, right? Because of all the comedy clubs and all the different comedians that became famous. Most of them came from New York as well, or started their career in New York. If you love basketball, for example, you know, you would say Harlem as like the Mecca of basketball, where, you know. Street basketball, yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, food and all that, culture, you know, a lot of them. So, you know, it has a lot of like cultural significance, you know, not just for people in the U.S., but also for everyone in the world, you know. I mean, and that's why a lot of tourists came to New York as well. And you know, something I realized, right, when I visit New York 2 years back, is that despite feeling that I went to a lot of places and see a lot of things, and, you know, our schedule was pretty tight, right? So we went to see a lot of things in New York. I realize it's still a small portion of the city. Like, well, when I look at the map, we spent most of our time in Manhattan, right? Because we stayed in Hell's Kitchen, so we go all the way up to Central Park, the southern tip of it, and we go all the way down to Wall Street and, you know, Liberty Island, and then I think we crossed once to Brooklyn. Just to take that photo in front of the bridge, because that's what you have to do. It's part of the list. It's part of the list that we have to make Insta stories here, because otherwise people won't believe that we're in New York, right? It's like, and we stopped by to have some food, but which I really like, to be honest. But that's just a small portion of Brooklyn, because Brooklyn is huge, and then, you know, not to mention like places like Queens and Harlem or like the Bronx. I'm sure there's a lot of places to see there, but like, I don't know. Like, I just don't feel I have enough time. But
I think you gotta spend. I mean, if you really want to really experience the New York experience, I don't think any type of like vacation will justify it. Like, unless you live here, you know. And same goes for any other place that you go to be honest. But like New York, what you saw, you probably saw like the train map, right? Just to like see how to get around. But yeah, New York has so much to offer, which makes it such a great city. But at the same time, there are a lot of downsides, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure every city has it, but like, it's because I was born and raised here, I actually still think of it as one of the best cities in the world. Mm. But like I said, like, yeah, there are some downsides, but you have to kind of live here, maybe be here for a month to really get the New York experience, you know. You're mentioning like all those places like Central Park, Wall Street, you know, you probably just went to like a small portion of it, but Central Park is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, know? Exactly. And you know, what's funny is that, we reached Central Park and we went in from the south, side of it. Yeah. Right. And you know, we felt like we walked for like hours and just like, seeing the places. But then when I actually look at Google Maps, like, it's still like a small portion of the southern tip. Like, we didn't even reach like the, you know, the central part of Central Park, you know, where you have all the ponds and lakes and museums, you know, like Metropolitan Museum of Arts, you know, it's still a long way to go because, we didn't even reach like Central Park Zoo. I think
wow, you stayed really at the southern tip then.
Still, like, and we felt like, oh, damn. I think we had enough of Central Park, so let's go somewhere else. And I just realized that how huge, because we're not used to parks that huge over here, right?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have anything like Central Park, right? We have a mall called Central Park, but it doesn't really justify the experience. And then and we have this main... I won't say plaza or park, because we have a, like a football stadium in the middle, but still it doesn't justify the size of Central Park, you know? So yeah. So when we went there, you know, we definitely underestimate the size of it. So,
yeah, people get lost, you know, you're there your first time.
Yeah. I mean,
you will.
I've seen videos of like histories of Central Park, and there are parts of it that used to be neighborhoods, right? That just basically, torn down and became like actual parks. So I can't imagine like if a housing complex here just got torn down and became a park. That's how would I imagine it, right? And
exactly how it was. I wasn't born yet, but you know, Central Park is such a beautiful place, but at the same time it can be scary, especially at night because it's so big and so quiet, you know.
Yeah, and most of the episodes from those crime scenes are from Central Park. Anyway, they always started at Central Park. Someone's jogging at like 2 a.m. Like, why would you jog at 2 a.m., right? And then got murdered. And they're like, of course you'll get murdered. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly it.
That's just logic. Yeah. But yeah, like, what would you consider like a tourist trap in New York? Because like, it's something that, you know, I always try to avoid every time I visit a place, right? Because you know, you want to balance out the amount of, you know, mandatory Insta stories that you have to do and actual places that you need to see, right? Because you don't want to be a hipster and just be like, oh, I don't do this kind of things, you know. I'm just but
I like tourist traps sometimes. I just don't like spending money on them because they're always going to be more expensive
if it costs you, then you know, forget it, you know?
Right. But there's a lot. I mean, New York, you know, it's because it's such a big city that a lot of tourists like to come to. Everything's basically like a tourist trap. You know, like we're known for Times Square, for example. I'm sure you visited Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful. You know, no other place is kind of like it that I can think of. Maybe like Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo. That's about it. I don't know if that's equivalent.
Yeah, that's, I would say so. Yeah, it's basically nothing, a nothingness of with a sea of people. And if you go at like 1 p.m., it's really hot. And it's like, and you think to yourself, why do we do this? Why do we come to to this kind of places just to take pictures? And like, but yeah, I mean, I see the attraction. I mean, I see why it became very famous. You see it in a lot of like scenes in like famous movies, in like TV shows, and you know, obviously you want to go there and see it by yourself and experience it yourself, right? But like almost every tourist attraction, it will always disappoint you, right? Like it's like when you see the picture of a Taj Mahal and see how amazing and how grandeur it is, and then you came there and it's all pollutions and like street sellers everywhere offering you things like, hey, this is not the Taj Mahal I see in Google Images. Like, I was like, why? It's completely different. So like, yeah.
What do you mean? But yeah, New York is just like, you know, I would say 40% tourist trap, but like some of the tourist traps are really nice, you know, but is it worth paying for sometimes? Not really. You know, if you know somebody who works there that can get you in for free, then why not? Yeah. You'll check it out. You know what I mean? But I mean, other than Times Square, we have so many things like, you know, I know you mentioned like you like comedy, but like comedy clubs is another one. Everything just sightseeing related, you know, as a local New Yorker, we kind of don't really pay for to sightsee. Yeah. Not in a cocky type of sense, but it's like there are other ways you can kind of see the same thing that you're seeing for free, but in a more, yes, I would say, ghetto way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, like, I had the privilege to study abroad, right? So, and then usually if you go to these European cities, they would have this tour bus, right? And I'm sure they have it in New York as well, right? Where they take you around to this like sightseeing place. But then you realize the same route is also run by the public bus, right? So if you have like a bus pass, or you just pay like $1 or like €1 or £1, you can actually go around the same place without actually going
to a lot cheaper tour bus, too, right?
Sure, you don't have some guy shouting at you saying like, hey, this is this monument, this landmark here, this, you know what, like, I mean, yeah, you still get the same feeling, right? And
exactly, that's what I'd rather do that.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, kind of to how locals experience it.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do local New Yorkers usually do on their free time, like pre-COVID, obviously, right? I mean, don't answer by staying at home and watching Netflix. Like, I want to know, like, what's the pre-COVID condition? Like, where do you guys go out to? Like,
that's the thing. It depends on, like, if something is hype. You know, we have that FOMO as well, like, here. Like, when a new restaurant opens up and, like, the food is Instagrammable, that's always something people love to do. You know, but on the regular, it's like New Yorkers are always busy working, I'd say. Like, here in this city, there's a lot of pressure always just to keep moving and hustling, you know, always trying to make it out of the ghetto, as they say. You know, always trying to make it look better in a certain way. But that's why when it comes to like weekends, people usually just try to relax. There are people who go out of the state to visit like other like national parks, or go hiking, you know, hiking like mountains, but it's not like hiking Mount Everest, you know, it's just like hiking a trail. What else is there, you know? Like, for me personally, I just like to sometimes even go out to areas in Manhattan that I haven't been to in a while and just grab some food with some friends and just hang out. Sometimes you just want to go to a certain park. I don't know if you went to Washington Square Park. I don't know if you went there.
I'm not sure if we did.
It has like the French Arc in there.
Oh, I think
you know what I'm talking about?
I think we went past it. But yeah, I think I had fragments of
memory. But like Union Square as well.
Yeah, Union Square.
You know, or even like, like, sometimes you just see a lot of crazy people. There's always something going on in New York, you know, like, just there to see. And you being outside, you don't have to spend money. Just being outside and people watching, you'll come across a lot of crazy people, a lot of entertaining people as well, which is great. So you don't have to spend money and everything's for free in a way. And luckily, we have, like, a great public transportation system, which helps us get around very easily. Not the cleanest, I'd say, but
it works well. I think one of the things that I kind of regret is that I didn't take the subway often enough. Because we came to visit in groups, right? So it makes more sense if we took like ride hailing and stuff, because it's faster, because there's a lot of us anyway. But yeah, I didn't. I think I went on the subway once, but I didn't get the full New York subway experience, you know, seeing rats on the subway, seeing like people performing on the subway. Because, you know, it's always the thing that you want to see, right? You know, people start like playing their saxophone and start dancing on the subway because apparently that's normal in New York. And
it is. That's how they make money.
Yeah, and they make money. Right? But yeah, but I don't know, like, it's always something that I look forward to when visiting other countries that have extensive rail networks, because I'm a pretty big on rail and trains and subways kind of thing, right? So every time I, you know, go to New York or to, you know, places in Europe, you know, I try to go on the subway or on the train service because, well, we don't have a lot of them here, so, you know, if you know we visit a different country just to go in a car and drive, like we could have done it well back here, right? Yeah. Without spending like $5,000 on flights. So if you want to get stuck in traffic, let's have it here. Right? I want to go on buses and trains and ferries.
Just experience, right?
Yeah, just experience. Okay?
That's the best way to travel.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to realize it here, right? Because our first kind of like, you want to say like a proper subway or like transit line kind of opened up a few years back, and it connects basically the business district, so where everyone works, to the southern part of the city, right? So I think it connects a lot of people, so at least people on that area would use it frequently now and realize that, like, you know, using train is a lot better than going by car to work, right?
It doesn't extend out to like Tangerang, right?
No. It stops at, if you know, like southern areas like Lebak Bulus, it stops there. Although there are plans to extend like to everywhere work around the cities, but
make it so much easier.
But I don't know, man. Like the line extends, I think, for about like 10 kilometers, right? Or, you know, I don't know. I think that's like 500 miles on like American measurement, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to convert. I just realized that, you know, you speak in miles, right? So, you know, 10 kilometers is probably like, you know, 2 million miles or something. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
So yeah, it's still a short line, right? But, you know, it helps a lot. And that 10 kilometer line was planned all the way back in 1986. So,
and why did it just start it now?
Yeah, I agree. Because again, if we talk about like industries and like one of the big industries here are in Indonesia would be car manufacturing, right? So they would definitely prefer people to stay in their cars rather than take the trains, right? And of course, the petroleum industry as well is big, probably same like in US as well, right? So if people start using train, who's gonna go to the petrol station and fill up their tanks, right? So so yeah, they plan it and like all the way back in 86, and we open it I think 2017 or 18, I can't remember, but like a few years back. So, you know, and since they're planning the extensive line now, so yeah, maybe in the next 30 years we'll expect the second line opening up. But yeah.
Better late than never.
Yeah, better late than nothing. But yeah, what can I say? So that's the thing. But yeah, and oh yeah, you know what? But you know what I like about New York is that, like, despite having all that, like, tourist traps and, you know, places to sightsee and all that, outside of that, there's still a lot of things to do, right? I think there are times where after we visit all these sightseeing places and we just we were walking around, trying to walk back to our Airbnb or what, we would see like just a small cafe on the side of the road, and we just walked in and, you know, grab a drink, grab food. It's not even part of our list, you know. It's not even in our Yelp's top 5 recommendation or like, you know, those kind of thing, but, you know, you would consider it as a hidden gem or something, right? But it's just nice to have a lot of things to do, and like every block or every corner, there's always something that you can find, right? Because it's not the same case as here in Jakarta, because when you want to do something, you would probably have a certain destination to go, right? Certain malls, certain area, certain like convention center or something. So it's always like centralized in certain areas. So, but it's never spread out around the neighborhood. So it's never the case of like during the weekends, I let's just take a walk around the neighborhood and see what we find. Right? It's never that case. It's always like, where we want to go? We want to go to this mall. All right, let's see what we can do in this mall. Right. So that sense of discovery never actually happens here, right? So like, whilst in New York, you're also like, hey, let's check this out. And even like just browsing through like Google Maps, like you would find like interesting things that, hey, I didn't realize this place is actually near our Airbnb. So let's check them out, right? And one thing that I really enjoyed from my trip back then was that I realized that Airbnb was so close to one of the studios for The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. So, I watched Trevor Noah quite a lot, right? So, and I realized that, oh, it's only one block away. So, and I really want to see. So we just decided to let's check it out and let's see the tapings, right? So we did. We just went there. We queue up for like, I don't know, 5 hours. And we got a seat. Yeah, because how it works is that you're supposed to buy to reserve tickets, right, for like a guaranteed seating. But you can also get tickets for like non-guaranteed seating. So you just show up on the day with a ticket, and if there's an empty seat, they let you in, right? And luckily for us, there were empty seats, so we got in. We actually see how the show was taped, and we got to see Trevor Noah up close, so that was fun, and that didn't cost us anything because the show was free, and we just walked there, so we don't really spend anything, and we had the best experience there. So like,
see. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like in New York City, you can get a lot of things for free, you know, stuff like that, and some amazing experiences like that. But like you're saying, how you were just being able to find like cafes or like random other places on your Google Maps, like I think that's what makes New York great, like the convenience that we have, you know. I mean, it's bad because it raises the rent for a lot of people's apartments, you know, if you have such nice conveniences in your area. But it's great if people who don't have cars, you know, who can just walk around the neighborhood. Like for me personally, like in my neighborhood, if I wanted like pizza or Italian food, it's a block away. Burger King, you know, Wendy's, any other McDonald's, all within 3 blocks, like 5 minute walking, not even 5 minute walking, you know. And then we also have like pharmacies and what else do we have? I can't even think right now, but like parks, farmer's market is kind of like, you know what the, I don't know.
Oh, if yeah.
You
have that. So,
like organic.
No, foods. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. We don't have anything like that. Again, we have a supermarket called Farmers Market, but it doesn't do justice as the actual farmers market. So it's the same like when.
Podcast Bosan di Jalan episode ke-93 bareng gue Ram. Apa kabar semuanya? Harusnya gue bilang ini di awal episode ini, tapi kan katanya harus to the point dan langsung ke inti pembicaraan agar tidak kehilangan pendengar di awal. Jadi kalau kalian udah dengerin ini, berarti kan udah dengerin semua percakapan gue sama Leo di episode kali ini. Jadi gue sangat berterima kasih kalau kalian udah dengerin sampai sejauh ini. Buat kalian yang belum tahu, gue kasih tahu lagi, Leo adalah seorang musisi, rapper, dan mahasiswa kedokteran dari New York. Dia punya single berjudul Make It Through, yang lo bisa dengerin di Spotify dan semua platform musik pilihan kalian. Silahkan cari dan dengarkan. Menurut gue itu lagunya enak banget buat didengar. Gue suka beatnya. Dan ada pesan yang lumayan bagus juga di lirik-liriknya gitu. Ini adalah episode ketiga. Gue ngobrol sama Leo karena waktu ngobrol sama dia, kita kehilangan waktu banget. Saking serunya percakapannya. Dan kita ngerasa kayak, aduh ini yaudah kita ngobrol gaspol aja. Terus nanti gue potong-potong deh. Dan udah sejauh ini udah dapet 3 episode. Dan mungkin kayak satu lagi, kalau misalnya gue maksa, ada obrolan lagi di situ. Dan menariknya gue baru sekali gitu ketemu sama Leo beberapa tahun sebelumnya gitu. Dan ya lumayan aja ada beberapa obrolan yang bisa kita bahas, bagus buat gue juga karena ada tabungan episode buat kayak minggu-minggu ini nih, ketika gue nggak tahu mau ngomongin apa, ketika kerjaan banyak di kantor sehingga gue lagi nggak bisa nih nyari tamu baru, nyari topik baru gitu. Jadi ya udah kita recycle aja yang lama-lama gitu. Gue seneng banget karena minggu ini menyenangkan lagi karena ada tweet yang lumayan rame lagi ya. Men, itu nggak, kalau misalnya kalian follow gue di Twitter dan kalian ngerasain ini 2 tweet yang viral 2 minggu kebelakang ini, harusnya kalian nyadar dong itu captionnya sama, cuma videonya berbeda gitu. Gue cuma nanya apakah ini rasanya jadi orang dewasa gitu kan. Dan kenapa itu resonate banget ke banyak orang gitu. Kayak apa, semua orang merasa capek sebagai orang dewasa gitu kan. Hah, apakah adulting is really that hard? Hah, benerkah? Really? Hah, really? Dan kalian tuh harus mulai berhenti nge-retweet hal-hal receh kayak gini loh. Karena it does things to a person's mind. Apalagi orang-orang yang jarang didengar kayak gue gitu, tiba-tiba di retweet puluhan ribu. Gue ngerasa punya jemaah, men. Jangan heran kalau dalam beberapa minggu ke depan gue bakal mulai memberikan khotbah-khotbah timeline seakan gue orang yang paling benar di dunia gitu. Itu power complex, men. Sekalinya orang didengerin itu candunya mengerikan gitu. Jadi mending di-ignore aja gitu kan. Padahal gue sebelumnya sering loh nge-tweet yang mungkin lebih substansial ya gitu. Kayak gue pernah niat pengen mengemukakan pendapat gitu, atau opini gitu, atau my take on society gitu. Gak ada respon, 1 like, 1 retweet gitu. Terus gue cuma, gimana rasanya jadi orang dewasa, rasanya anjing banget gitu. Kayak apa sih gitu. Walaupun gue tidak memungkiri rasa senangnya ya, kayak setiap buka notifikasi dan banyak gitu, gue bisa ngeliat kayak kan si 100 orang retweet your tweet gitu kan, kayak itu jarang, men. Kayak gue bilang, gue ini orang yang terbiasa didengar oleh puluhan orang doang gitu. Jadi kalau misalnya sekarang ada ratusan, ribuan, ini bakal instant stardom banget. Jadi lebih baik kita cepat turun aja deh, biar gue cepat kembali ke bumi dan tidak terlalu jumawa gitu. Karena kalau ini dibiarkan terus, lu bakal melihat gue yang songong dan tengil banget gitu. Thank you banget yang udah dengerin episode ini. Kita lanjut minggu depan, kita lihat bagaimana. Semoga bertahan di PSBB gelombang kedua ini. Wash your hands, jauhi orang, aduh pakai masker, I don't know, like ini kita udah sering melakukan ini ya. We've done this dance before, you know what to do, okay? Thank you buat yang udah dengerin. Reach out to me di email podcastbosandija podcastbosandijalan@gmail.com. Sekali lagi di podcastbosandijalan@gmail.com. Atau di Twitter di @ramdisa. Atau di Instagram di @podcastbosandijalan. Thank you banget yang udah dengerin. I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you udah dengerin podcast Bosan di Jalan bareng gue Ram. Gue mau ngucapin terima kasih sama Craving 4 yang udah support gue di podcast ini. Craving 4 is the taste you'll never forget, the scene you'll never regret. Mereka ini punya koleksi dessert box beragam yang pastinya bakal bikin kamu ketagihan. Ada coklat mousse cake, tiramisu, dan personal favorite gue nih, cinnamon rolls. Jadi, buruan aja cek Instagram mereka di @craving4.id. Sekali lagi di @craving4.id. DM mereka untuk pepesanan. Craving 4, the taste you'll never forget, the scent you'll never regret.